Good evening and welcome everyone. This is People's Republic of Ansdell calling. I'm Paul of Ansdell. Disco Stew is currently on the old computer of Doom, and we're about to hit you off big this week with Babe Ruth and the Mexican. Let's go!
Evening, everyone. It's the People's Republic of Ansdell. That was Paul's tune. Who was it? Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth and the Mexican. My little contribution tonight, I'm going to start off with something that hopefully is going to make everybody smile. Love and peace to the listeners and respect to Xanadu. This is Half Man, Half Biscuit with the Referee's Alphabet.
The A is for my authority, which many players seem to question, thinking they're somehow going to make me change my mind. B is for babies, which a lot of managers cry like after a decision has not gone their way. C is for the continual criticism I receive from the touchline. Get back in your technical area. D is for the dunderheads who seem to think we have a conspiracy against their particular team. A is for the eerie silence which echoes around the ground when I've booked a home team's player and it's obvious to everyone that he deserved it. F is the farce into which most games would descend if we weren't there. The G is for the gnarled face of someone who's on £90,000 a week and reckoned he should have had a throw-in. H is for handball, which has to be intentional and very rarely is, if only people would study the rules more. I is for innocence, pleaded by many a doe-eyed defender after they've just scythed down that tricky winger. J is for jiu-jitsu, which I quite intend to display given a dark alley and some of the narky blurts I've encountered. The K is for the kissing of the badge. How ridiculous that looks 6 months later when they're at another club. L is for lip reading, of which you don't have to be an expert to see how odious some people are. M is for the mistakes we sometimes make. Surely a bit of controversy is part of the game's appeal. The N is for the numbskull who during the Boxing Day game asks me what else I got for Christmas besides my whistle. An afternoon with your wife, mate. The O is for offside, which many forwards tell me they simply could not have been. The P is for the penalty shootouts. Great drama and no pressure on me. The Q is the quiet word which I sometimes need to have with some of the more fiery participants. I usually choose the word pleat. R is for running backwards, a difficult skill which the pundits never seem to appreciate. S is for the suggestion that I should have shown a card of some sort to a player who's just been awarded a free kick. Sorry, I got all that wrong. The S again. Okay, the S. The S is the suggestion that I should show a card to an opponent by a player who has been awarded a free kick. He himself is more in danger of getting one for that. T is for the 21-man brawl, which is basically an embarrassing scene of pushing and shoving. U is for the umpire, which I sometimes wish I'd been instead. You never hear a cricket crowd chanting, "Who's the bastard in the hat?" The V is for vitriol, vilification, vendetta, and volley of verbal abuse. Some good bird noises there, boy. W is for Walter Pigeon, who's Mr. Griffiths in How Green Was My Valley I may have started to sound like during this song. Where was the light I thought to see in your eye? He says that to a young Hugh, played by Roddy McDowell. The X. The X represents the sarcastic kiss planted on my forehead by a swarthy Portuguese centre-half whom I just dismissed. The Y is for Yate, the kind of town that referees come from. And the Z. Well, the Z could be for Zidane, Zico, Zola, Zubi Zareta, Zoff, even Zondervan. But is in fact for the zest with which we approach our work. Without this zest for the game, we wouldn't become refs, and without refs, well, zero. See also Zatapet, Zeus, and Zeal Monitorum. Have a caravan there. Static. Naturally.
Signore e signorita, con mucho gusto presentamos La Republica Popular Ansdell.
Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, how's this?
Yeah.
Listening to Radio Xanadu on 107 FM. This is the Ansdell crew. I'm Paul of Ansdell, and you've just been listening to Chluba Cleethog, to all our Welsh listeners out there, and everyone who likes samples of cockerels like I do. It's just a small vice, but you know, we all get by. Okay, so Lola Kay's up next, so I'll just hand you over to her.
And have I got an absolute classic for you from the beautiful, colourful year of 1972. When danger arises, up from inner space come the mighty groundhogs with Earth Is Not Room Enough. It is doing in a minute anyway. Bloody technicians.
Well, we're still waiting there for the groundhogs, but while we're waiting for the groundhogs, how about a little light music?
La, 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 la,
hey,
la,
there you go. It's okay. We're on it now. Oh, we've got some filler. What, is it Polly? Good old Polly, the filler.
Sorry, I'm having technical difficulties.
Don't worry about it.
Something else,
Because if we're having technical difficulties, Lola Kay is going to tell you all about her new painting.
Yeah, it's great. I'm absolutely running out of what to say there, because Paula Vansdell's suggesting that I've started painting pictures again, and as we know, I tend to get locked up for doing that sort of thing.
You just let the listeners know that I'm going to bring forward my track dedicated to Steve a bit earlier today.
All right. What are you going to do now? Oh, apparently Disco Stew's ready. There's a battle on. I'm going for Groundhogs, because that's what I wanted, so here we go. Let's try again.
No, it's not Groundhogs.
Oh, something else. What have we got? Oh, here we go. Allegedly.
As we're saying, here's dedicated to Steve. This is Amundul 2, Wolf City. And we'll warm Stew up in the meantime. That's the marvellous Amundul 2, Wolf City, dedicated to Steve West. And Disco Stew's going to talk to you now. He has sorted out his technical difficulties, but like I say, that's live radio, kids. That's why it's fun, that's why we're here. But this is not a live programme, we're pre-recorded. So don't write to us, don't text to us, don't do anything, but write and text to Xanadu. Details coming up later on from Russell Bland. Over to you, Mr. Stew.
Many thanks, Paul. Yes, abject apologies there. I'd hit the mute without looking. Oh dear, technical difficulties. Yo, the poor old mute is always getting hit. Yeah, so apologies to you and to Lola Kay. And without further ado, we're going to have The Earth Is Not Enough, Is Not Room Enough from the Groundhogs. Here we go.
inside, in a cage that is 6 foot square. Eyes that are fake, in a glazed disbelieving stare. In an acid bell, far from the cloud, as deadly as death lone spell. Lungs start to burst, trying to hold your breath, but have the last laugh, 'cause Earth is just a cave 7,000 miles wide.
Okay, you've just been listening to the Groundhogs, a favourite of Lola Kay there, going out to all the listeners of Xanadu. And, well, I've had a bit of a bad week, and this is a song that always makes me feel better. This is The Clash, the only band that ever mattered, according to Huey Morgan of the Fun Loving Criminals. This is Police on My Back.
Yeah, right on.
Oh,
That's The Clash. I'm Police on My Back. You're listening to Radio Xanadu on 107 FM. We're halfway through the Ansdell Crew show now. Thanks very much. We're proud to be on Radio Xanadu. We are Ansdell Crew. My name is Paul of Ansdell. This fellow here is
Disco Stew.
And the good lady in the corner, getting everyone else to do all the hard work for it tonight, it must be said, is the inimitable
The Queen.
Well, the Queen doesn't... I didn't quite remember the Queen sounding quite like that. I know some Queens that have sounded like that, I must say. Okay, right, so we're going to go on now. After us is coming up is Russell Bland at 11 tonight. And I'm going to play a song dedicated to the old rusticle. And this is King Tubby's. It's got to be King Tubby's. You've got to have some King Tubby's in your life. And this is from his Dangerous Dub album. And this is the Uptown Special, if I've managed to make it across the room in time to get to the controls. Doesn't sound like I have. Got no assistance. Oh, maybe I have. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, there you go.
Lovely assistance there. Why have we got no sound, listeners? Here we go.
Oh, dear.
It's happened again. Tonight it's technical difficulties are us.
It's still not
happening. Still, well, I thought Lola might help us out. Lola's trying, but she's just sat on the sofa, so I will try once again and bring you King Tubby's. You can't get the staff these days, kids.
Okay, that was Paul of Ansdell's choice from Dangerous Dub, King Tubby's. And I think it's time to rock it up a little bit. Here's one hopefully you're going to enjoy. I don't think it needs no introduction. See if you can guess what it is. Take it away, Disco Stu. See, I really am doing no work.
Game for his own need. We fought him right. I don't want to know about wrong or right. I don't want to know. I'm anywhere tonight. Traffic or hot dog night. Like two flamingos in a food fight. Like stepping out of a triangle. In the strike light.
You're listening to Radio Xanadu 107 FM and on the Wibbly Wobbly Web. The track before that one was, of course, Iron Maiden and Run to the Hills, and I'll let Disco Stew introduce the other one, but before I say that, I have to say I do apologise. If there is a next time, I promise not to be so drunk. The reason I'm not allowed near the controls might have something to do with the vast quantities of Bin 141.
Thank you very much. Yes, is that a terrorist group, Bin 141? Superb, Disco Stew here. Welcome to the show. Yeah, and totally enjoying our time broadcasting on behalf of Xanadu. You've just been listening to Captain Beefheart and his magic band from Shiny Beast, Bat Chain Puller, Tropical Hot Dog Nights. I'm definitely going to dedicate that one out to Steve. I'm sure you like that, mate. I know you're a bit of a Captain Beefheart fan at heart. And I also want to... Beefheart at heart, indeed. And I'm also going to dedicate this one, Beefheart track, to Chris and Louise, friends of ours who got married somewhere tropical. Where was it? Seychelles. Oh, I mean, we were invited, but unfortunately, yeah, it clashed with the radio show and stuff like that, so we had to decline. But our best, yes, we're having a hot dog night for you that night. So our heartiest congratulations to you both. Hope you enjoyed the track. Hope you had a smashing honeymoon, etc. And I'm going to hand you over now to Paul, who's going to introduce the next track. Paul.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Sue. Right, okay. I was originally... Well, I have been vetoed on this song. but I've decided to take an executive decision, a bit like Richard Hammond does on Top Gear. I'm not on Top Gear, despite the rumours.
But you look like Richard Hammond.
Yeah, well, you know, I do not look like Richard Hammond, despite those rumours either. I hope you enjoy this one. I'm going to be putting it down. Just get on some of this. We'll be right back. close to see me doing the running man to this in here, listeners. Yeah, as Lloyd K points out, in my trendy underwear. Okay, that was Scott's disco band, and I'm not very popular for that record, but I stand behind it, and there we go. It's brilliant. That's Italian disco from the 1980s. I'll probably be banned off the radio for that, but, you know, hey, we're revolutionaries here at the People's Republic of Ansdell. I'm Paul of Ansdell. Been great to be with you. Hopefully, we'll be asked back next week. You never know, after the shambles. Stu, over to you.
Well, thank you very much. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself tonight, and yeah, go on, give us another shout. We can do this, honest.
Indeed we can. And finally, Cyril, it's Lola K.
I'm fine,
yes. Let's bin 141 next time. Anyway, final message from the Queen. this is going out to all at Radio Xanadu. It's a classic one. Absolutely love it. In fact, it was the first track that introduced me to this band, Hawkwind, and I would like to say that in a folky kind of way, in a hippie kind of way, it's possibly the best. And yet again, take it away, please, Disco Stew. He's got the computer, you see.